As legislators make cuts to the state's budget, they're looking to draw money from various state funds to cover costs. But drawing money from the fund that helps rural Alaskans pay utility bills and cutting money to local governments are raising concerns, APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The House Finance Committee is considering a budget bill that would cut state government spending $400 million more than the $100 million in cuts Governor Bill Walker proposed. House Bill 256 would change the source of funding for two budget items. A roughly $77 million payment to the teacher's retirement system would be paid from a fund that pays for college scholarships and grants. And roughly $25 million for the University of Alaska would come from the Power Cost Equalization Fund, rather than the operating budget. Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman says the proposal draws on available funds to meet the committee's priority, balancing the state's budget. Newman is the committee's co-chairman.
We're still in the first innings here. Well, you know, we're trying to make sure we're setting up the budget for the final decisions that we have to do.
The teacher's retirement system would receive money from the Higher Education Investment Fund, which was started 4 years ago with $400 million. It was launched to fund Alaska education grants, which are for post-secondary students with unmet financial needs, and Alaska performance scholarships for students with high grades. If the state draws out similar amounts to the proposed $77 million, the fund would be exhausted in a few years. Newman says he expects all current grant and scholarship recipients to continue to receive the money. The $25 million for the university is a small share of the overall $900 million Power Cost Equalization Fund. But the proposal concerns New Haven resident Evelyn Trifon. She's a board member for a small regional electric co-op whose customers benefit roughly $90 per month from cost equalization.
Power Cost Equalization was set aside as a fund to help rural Alaskans, and it wasn't designed to help the University of Alaska. They need to look at the budget situation and figure out their own source of revenue funding, and power cost equalization is essential for rural Alaskans.
Newman says drawing money for the university this year shouldn't have any effect on PCE payments.
This was excess funds. It's funds that weren't needed to make the mandatory statutory payment for power cost equalization. It has no effect on paying PCE or any future payments.
The House Finance Committee also cut a $35 million payment that Walker planned for community revenue sharing. If this change is kept, it would be the second straight year that the state didn't add any money to the revenue sharing program. Without more money, the program fund would be so low, there could be no revenue sharing in 2 years. Alaska Municipal League Executive Director Kathy Wasserman is concerned about the issue. She noted that rural areas depend on the money to provide basic services.
The large communities, it will impact them. The small communities, it could devastate. And then when you look at the other cost shifting that is going on due to the budget crunch that we have, I'm not sure how some municipalities are going to make it through.
Newman says he's aware of the concern and says the committee would like to make changes that would make revenue sharing more secure.
Everything's on the table right now. I'm certainly cognizant of the needs of a lot of the communities within the state of Alaska, particularly the small rural villages across Alaska and their ability to do their governmental functions. And yes, we're certainly taking those under consideration.
The committee also cut $25 million from the public employee retirement system. That money could be restored in the next week based on the details of a state actuarial analysis of the pension fund. And it proposed a cut of roughly $25 million for the AK LNG project. Committee members want more details about how the money would be spent before budgeting it. Walker asked for the money to prepare the pipeline's front-end engineering and design work. This week, the committee has been hearing public testimony on the budget from residents statewide ahead of a vote on the budget. It would then head to a vote by the full House before being considered by the Senate. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.